Glory, glory. So as the songs were playing, I was like, God, I thank you for answering prayers, for just ministering to us through the songs, because on today, I just need y'all to reflect on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God has been working in mysterious ways in my life these couple of few weeks, about 3 weeks. And I thank God for what he's doing, for he is, as my title say on the screen, the Good Shepherd. Hallelujah. And he led me to this because God has been giving me dreams. God has been giving me dreams on top of dreams. And he gave me one dream, which I'm not going to go into detail, but he chastised me afterwards because he gave me a dream. And I quickly began to think about the dream and interpret the dream, and I made the dream about me. Hallelujah. And I moved on by myself. I said, okay, God, I got that. I learned that. I understand that. But God, later on, he revealed to me that it wasn't about me. And if y'all remember, I did a sermon that said, it ain't about you. Hallelujah. So as I began to think about that, because God is saying to me, that God is saying that Pastor, I'm trying to perfect the gift that's on the inside of you. God is trying to perfect the gift on the inside of me. And he said, and you missed it. You missed it that time, but it's okay. He told me it's okay because I'm still working that thing out. And I thank God. That's why I say I thank God every day that he is new for me, that he's constantly giving me an opportunity to get whatever wrong right, whatever error to correct it, to pay attention to what he's doing in my life. Hallelujah. What he's trying to do to the sheep. So I thank God that as I was reflecting on that dream and as he was talking to me, as I was in the bathroom that day, and he just spoke to me and he said, did you even ask me? Did you even come to me and say, Lord, what was the dream about? Did you just quickly thought you, because you know the word so well, you just knew what the dream was about. And I'm saying this because sometimes we don't consult the maker. Sometimes we have so much word on the inside of us that we don't stop and pause and say, let me consult the person that's living in this word. Let me make sure that what I'm doing or how I'm acting or what I'm saying lines up to what God is really trying to tell me. Don't get too big and Holy Ghost filled. Don't get too churchy where you don't stop and consult the Good Shepherd. So as I was thinking about that and just thinking about me and my life, and I was like, okay, God, you said it ain't about me, and you keep reminding the people that it ain't about them. And I thank God. It's like he said, I am the Good Shepherd. I am the one who leads and guides. And I said, okay, God, because I'm going to Psalms 23. And I was like, everybody knows Psalms 23. And if you don't know, you're going to learn about it today, because it refreshed my soul. Because a lot of times when we think about Psalms 23, we're thinking about it's being read at a funeral as they walk it down the aisle. You know, they read it and it sometimes feels sad. And I was like, okay, God, let me go back and read this and dissect Psalms 23. Because your word is alive. Your word is not dead. So let me see what you're trying to say to the people on today. First of all, let me see what you're trying to say to me, because this word was for me first. So as we go to Psalms 23, this is a psalm that David wrote. And some would say he wrote it in his youth, but others say that the psalm is too wise, that he had to write it when he was kind of mature and has gotten up in age a little bit. Because as we were going through the Psalms and I was thinking, I said, okay, I need y'all to reflect over your life. So God is asking us on today, just as David did, to sit back and just reflect for a moment over your life. And when we reflect, I need you to think about the goodness of God. Because a lot of times when we think about our life, if we backtrack, and even you can even say your present day, Sometimes we try to figure out, well, why God, why this, instead of trying to look for his goodness in the moment. Hallelujah. It all makes sense in just a moment. So Psalms 23, and I'm going to read through it, and I'm going to go back and talk about it. King James Version, because to me, this is the best one. Psalms 23, starting at number one, says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The last six says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What did it say? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The good shepherd. So as I break down each verse for you, it says that in the first one, it says that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we think about that particular scripture, it's talking about, hallelujah, how David has learned over his life the true nature of God. The true nature of God, that God is a good God. That his protection has always been with him. So when I tell y'all to think about how God has kept you, so David is saying that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He shall not lack anything. Hallelujah. When it comes to God in your life, when he is Lord over your life, you will realize and try to understand that there is no lack. So when David begins to reflect on that thing, he said, God, you kept me when I slayed that giant. And it's a shout out to my usher. God, you kept me in the midst of that war, when I picked up those five smooth stones and you were there with me, Lord. You kept me, Lord God. When I thought that I was in the presence of somebody that was there to support me, there to comfort me, there to guide me and teach me, but they were there to betray me. They tried to kill me. They tried to stab me in the back, and that's Saul. He's saying, God, you protected me from Saul. When I was running for my life, when I didn't understand why this man was trying to get me. And I need y'all to make that personal in your life today. When you feel like somebody is out to get you, when you thought you was in the safe place, you're like, God, I thought you had me here for a reason. I thought you were protecting me. But these people are stabbing me in my back. God said, I'm still there, because with God being your shepherd, God is saying, you shall not want. So as you may not understand in that moment. So that's why I'm asking you to reflect over your life today. Hallelujah. Because in the end of it, God will be your protector. He will be your provider. The shepherd will supply all of your needs. Hallelujah. For when you follow the Lord, when you follow the good shepherd, you will understand by and by that the world don't care nothing about you. You will understand by and by that all your needs, all your things are wrapped up in God on today. Hallelujah. Going down to the next one, it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. So when we're talking about, when I read that particular verse and I had a visual, I said, God, okay, you leading me in green pastures. Green, luscious, abundance, fullness. You guiding me in these green pastures. You taking your sheep through this luscious field. Hallelujah. That there is plenty. You are nourishing my soul in this field. And then when he said he leads us beside those still waters. He gives you rest and security during those times when you think, like right now, that your life is chaos. God is saying, I'm trying to lead and guide you beside those still waters. Still waters are waters of rest where you can find his comfort, where you can find everything you need. Hallelujah. He will guide you along the right path. God will provide an overflow in my life. I got to make it personal. God will provide an overflow in my life. Hallelujah. If you totally allow God to lead you, I know this may seem like plain words on a paper, but sometimes it's so hard to do. Sometimes it's so hard to understand allowing God to lead you. Because some people still don't like to be told what to do. Somebody sitting right here in the church right now don't want to be told what to do. We want to be contrary. And my husband can testify of this. When he tell me something, I'll be like, I don't want to do that. I'll be trying to, even though I'm going to do it, something in your flesh want to be contrary. We are a hard-headed bunch of people. Give total control to him. Because the scripture says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. For God is trying to have control over your life, but you're constantly resisting that control. You have to read the word for what the word is. It says he maketh me. God is trying to make you do something. Hallelujah. But sometimes it's all stiff neck that don't want to move. But understanding that when God is trying to make you do something, the making is for your good. The process is for your good. When God try to make you go right and you trying to steady go left, that making is for your good. Hallelujah. His making steals you. It comforts you. Glory. Down in scripture 3, it says, verse 3 says, he restores my soul. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores. Y'all got to catch. So when y'all are reading scripture, y'all got to stop and break the words down. Y'all got to stop and see what God is really trying to say. It says he restoreth my soul. So that means that in order for something to be restored, you got to go back and get renewed. That means something is off. Y'all got to read the scripture and say, he restoreth my soul. That means that you need to go see him. Go see what he has for you. Because in order for someone to be restored, you have to first return or turn from whatever it is that God is trying to do. Whatever it is that you got going on over here, God has said, I'm trying to restore something. And you don't even have to be, you don't even have to be completely broken. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we feel like we got to be going through a whole lot of stuff. We got to be down. God is trying to every day make you new. Every day he's trying to restore something in you. So y'all got to wake up knowing that today I got to turn. I got to be restored today. Yesterday was good for this service. Today, Sunday is going to be good. It's going to keep you. But then Monday is going to come. So Monday is going to tell you, you need to say, God, Monday I need to be restored. I need to turn back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. This part can be a little. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. We have all learned your valley moments, right? your valley moments are times where you are vulnerable. It's a vulnerable place, right? So I need y'all to visualize, because we're talking about the good shepherd. We're relating this when David reflecting over his life and how he was walking the sheep. So how God is walking with us. Hallelujah. So sometimes the sheep had to go down in a valley and down in a low place. And that is where you're most vulnerable. That is where up top your enemies can see you. Hallelujah. Them coyotes can see them sheep down bottom. So it's easy for the enemies to rush in and get you, because it's harder to try to trek uphill. It's harder to try to run away when you're down in the valley. Hallelujah. 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 So it says that I will fear no evil. So although you may have your valley moments, although those darts and those things may be coming at you, you got to realize that your shepherd is still there with you. Because it says his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Those are two different things in your life. Hallelujah. When the good shepherd walks with you, they have a rod of protection. This rod is not as long as the staff. This rod is for them to beat the enemy. Hallelujah. This rod is for them to get that stuff off of you. Hallelujah. So your enemies can't easily access you when your shepherd is there. So it says, that David had no fear because he knew God is with him. Hallelujah. He feared no evil. The rod is there to protect him. The rod is there to protect you against your predators. Think about your life on today. Who is trying to get to you? Hallelujah. So if you are feeling those attacks, because when the word says God will give you peace that you don't even understand, that joy, unspeakable joy that you don't understand. So even though your enemies, even though you are in that valley and you begin to see or feel those attacks, they won't touch you. Because that rod is protecting you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. The staff. Hallelujah. Is there to protect you from yourself. So I need y'all to understand that rod is there for God to beat those enemies off of you, to protect your perimeter. But that staff is there to protect you from yourself. So it is explained that when a shepherd has a staff, if you haven't paid attention, you know that staff has a hook on it, right? Hallelujah. So as God is leading, hallelujah, Mama Bear, he over there got it. As God is leading, sometimes it says that the sheep are strong, like they feel like they when their head began to fall, their shoulders, they have some strength in their shoulders. So I need y'all to relate that to yourself. That when their head begins to fall, let me read what I wrote so I can make it plain to you guys. That staff help you keep your eyes on that shepherd. When you begin to drop down in defeat, when you begin to drop that head down, in depression, when you begin to drop that head down in pride, when you begin to drop it down in shame, when that head begins to drop down, your flesh begins to talk to you. Hallelujah. Your shoulders begin to slump. And the good shepherd is saying, he wrapped that hook around your neck. And he began to lift that head up. Because when that head comes up, that sheep is then weak to his flesh. He began to lean into the spirit because the Lord done got that hook around your neck. He's like, oh, Lord, my sheep, they feeling some kind of way. Their heads is starting to drop. I see them shoulders leaning into themselves. They began to get puffy. They began to say, oh, I know what to do. But the good shepherd, because he is so good, oh, God, I love you. He began to get that staff. And he lift, that's the maketh part. That's why I need y'all to connect the word. He began to lift your head for you. So when he begins to lift the head, hallelujah, you are able to see him again. Hallelujah. You begin to see your shepherd and say, oh, that's who I need to rely on. You begin to follow again. You don't get lost. Hallelujah. But you gotta allow the shepherd, when he lift their head up, don't go when we say don't go back to that depression, don't go back to that hopelessness. Like when he lift their head, sometimes we go back to let them shoulders drop right back down. But guess what? New every day. He gonna come in and try his best to lift it. Hallelujah. But God is saying, when are you going to get tired of dropping that head? Just keep it up. It's more work to drop it because you have so much on your shoulders when you drop that head. This started to hurt. It's hurting right now every time I slump down like that. Lift your head up, says the Lord. I am your support. I am your anchor. You begin to lean and you begin to follow your shepherd, which is much easier than the opposite. And when you begin to do that, something begins to change in you. Hallelujah. Something begins to change on the inside of you because we are forced to look at him. Y'all catch that? Think about when you are forced to look at God. Think about when just looking in the eye, just when you are forced to look up at him and he begins to look into your eyes and he sees all of that stuff. It begins to do something. It should begin to do something on the inside of you. Hallelujah. All of that stuff should begin to fall off. Hallelujah. Y'all quiet on me today. It's all right. Hallelujah. Going down to the next verse, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Let me tell y'all a story. I'm about to backtrack a little bit. Just thinking about keeping our eyes on the Good Shepherd, it made me think about as we are grown, when we are little kids, and we are growing up, and we watching those adults that are around us, and we keeping our eyes on our mama and our daddy, and our aunties, those that we admire, and we just watch them walk and watch them talk, and we listen to them. We lean into them. We trust that their guidance is going to take us. But at a certain point in your life, at a certain age, your head began to drop away from you. You began to stop paying attention. And it's crazy because as I was thinking about, and it was just this morning, I thank God for my God kids. And I thank God for how my husband brought them to Whitney or to where that's where we stayed. And I can remember vividly when Helper Chelsea was at the house, and I remember being in the kitchen and she was sitting over in the living room and she used to watch me. Not saying that she don't still watch me, but that was just, I was thinking about just children or just younger people, how they watch. Hallelujah. And how those eyes are just eager to learn and say, that reminds me, she reminds me of somebody. Why she do that? Why they make that type of move? So I'm saying all that to say is that at some point of your life, when I say that we are hard-headed people, some point in our life, we begin to struggle against God, that we don't want him to tell us what to do. We take our eyes off the maker. We take our eyes off the creator. That's why I'm encouraging y'all on today to look at him. Don't be ashamed to look at him. Because anything that is on the inside of you, any guilt, any shame, any hurt, he is there to take it away. All he is trying to get you to do is look at him. Hallelujah. So when he prepares a table for me, he is setting you up for greatness in the presence of those that are against you. He is setting you up for greatness in those moments of your life, of those moments. And as you reflect those moments where you don't understand, God said, I'm preparing you for this day and for what's to come. He's preparing you for greatness on today. Those who doubted me, those who hate me. He's preparing you for greatness. So when they look at you, they're going to be like, how did they even get to this place? And your response should be, because I didn't take my eyes off of him. Because people are going to be confused at what you look like. How did she come out of that? How did they get to this spot? Hallelujah. Because I was thinking, it's like when God leads you into that plentiful, into that green pasture. Hallelujah. Because the sheep are constantly moving. You can't feed sheep in a brown pasture. You can't feed them there because God is constantly moving us. I need y'all to understand that. So when you are stuck in that dry place where the grass ain't green no more, you need to realize that your head is not lifted, that you've lost your shepherd. Hallelujah. That he's still moving. At some point when you cry out in that dark place, he's going to look back and say, oh, my one is gone. I got to go back and get it. Hallelujah. But I need y'all to understand that God said, I will come back and get you, but you got to cry out. The sheep got to say, ah, that ain't sheep, ah. The sheep got it. No, what know what that was before? The sheep. The sheep got to cry out. That's just the family thing. The sheep got to cry out to him for God to turn and go get them. Hallelujah. The last one says, and I'm getting out the way, Pastor. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Because I allow God to protect me, to make me, because I followed the shepherd, and when my head dropped, I allowed God to pull it back up. Now, these are the things that I need y'all to be able to stand on. Because I followed the shepherd, because I allowed him into my life, and even when things become, because life is going to life. I need y'all to understand that. And it's okay. God is telling you through these scriptures, it's okay because I got a staff for that. I got some help for you. When that stuff began to get heavy, I'm going to wrap something around your neck and lift it back up so that you can put your eyes back on me. Because I trust in him, and all that I was consumed was of him. And when I put all that I consumed, because y'all got to realize that the characteristic of a sheep, they're going to constantly eat. They're going to constantly consume something. So God on today is saying, what are you constantly consuming? Because what you are constantly consuming is what is keeping your eyes down. So on today, I said, God, I am constantly consuming you. Because a lot of times people will have you think that sheep are dumb, that they're just dumbly following this master. But I need y'all to understand today is two type of things. You got to realize what sheep you are and who you are following before you call yourself dumb. Because the sheep that was following the good shepherd, they are wise enough to know that that is where their dependency needs to be on, that they have to rely on this shepherd. That is called wisdom. That is not dumb. The sheep is following their shepherd. Now, a dumb sheep is a sheep that is following the world. Now, that's a dumb sheep because you're going to fall off a cliff because the world don't care nothing about you. The world will lead you astray. But that good shepherd, he has a rod and a staff for you. Hallelujah. So I chose to follow the good shepherd instead of the world. I made a decision to turn away. I made a decision to actually lift up my head and look into the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. I made a choice to not be afraid, to not fear no evil. Hallelujah. Because of that, I am a sheep who was wise enough to know my shepherd's voice. I am a sheep who's wise enough to hear his voice, that when he begins to call and say, go this way, I will obey, Lord. Hallelujah. I am a sheep who will consistently consume and feast on his word and his word alone. God, I'm proclaiming this right now at this altar. Hallelujah. God, this day, I don't know about y'all, but God, this day, make me new. Hallelujah. Restore my soul this day, Lord God, that I will be a sheep. Hallelujah. That will hear your voice. I will be a sheep that will consume your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I will be stubborn for my Lord. Because you know, sometimes they say a sheep is stubborn. They don't want to move. I'm not going to move when it comes to my Lord. I'm going to stand on the morals and the characteristics of my God. And nothing won't make me waver in that. And that is something that I need y'all to hold on to, because the world will have you think it's okay. Be stubborn when it comes to your Lord. Be stubborn when it comes to the things of the word. Hallelujah. God's sheep confuses the world. For the world will say that you are dumb. For the world will say that it don't take all that. Hallelujah. The world will tell you lies. But on today, I come to encourage you and say that there is a house that you can dwell in. There is a house of covering. There is somewhere that you can get protection over your life. There is a good shepherd that is ready and willing to keep you. God is shaping something in you on today. God is shaping something on you today, this day. Reflect on your time in the pasture. Hallelujah. Reflect on your time just in life, because the pasture just represents life, a journey. Your journey. Hallelujah. You are where you are for a purpose. I need y'all to understand that. That you are where you are for a purpose. God is with you in your life. God is with you when you on that, when you in that abundance, when you had that green pasture, and he's even with you in the dry fields. But I need y'all to understand that when you are in both, you got to call out to him so that he can see about you, because he don't want you in the dry field. Hallelujah. He wants you to lay down in the green pastures. He wants you to be comfortable. He wants you to rest in him. He wants you to see what it feels like to lay down in luscious grass. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Your valleys and your vulnerable, uncomfortable moments, God is shielding you still. Only if your head is lifted up. Don't keep your head down. See his goodness and his goodness alone. Hallelujah. When you feel like you are fighting too much, you probably are. Let it go. Hallelujah. You let it go. Your fists are all bloody and your arms tied. You out of breath. Your heart rate is up for no reason. God said, let it go. Trust in me. Hallelujah. See my goodness in all things. Lift up your head. Look up and put all of your trust. Hallelujah. And the goodness of God today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all come on and give God a hand clap of praise.